my name's Roger Watson. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an Editor-in-Chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the JAN podcast of 17th of August 2017. Do nurses agree with patients when they say they're in pain? This is Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. I was in pain, but the nurses did nothing. They didn't take me seriously. How often have we heard things like that from patients? A great deal of research effort and time in clinical practice has been spent by nurses and other researchers developing methods to assess pain to improve assessment and, presumably, patient comfort. But are we any good at it? This is the topic of a study from Belgium by De Kekker et al. 2017, titled Hospitalised Patients versus Nurses' Assessments of Pain Intensity and Barriers to Pain Management, and published in JAN. The aim of the study was to identify if nurses and patients equally assessed pain intensity and patient-related barriers to pain management in hospitalised patients. Over 170 patients completed the same pain rating scale as the nurses responsible for their care. The results showed that nurses only moderately agreed with patients about their pain. As pain intensity reported by the patient increased, nurses were more likely to underestimate it. Nurses consistently underestimated patients' beliefs about pain. For example, patients' beliefs that they were reluctant to take opioid medication. Nurses saw this as less of a problem in patients. In conclusion, the authors said, nurses should be educated about these beliefs and should be encouraged to actively explore patient-related barriers to pain management with their individual patients. When the nurse knows which barriers are present in a patient, he or she could educate the patient to reduce the barriers of the patient. Routine pain assessments should also be encouraged, because a lot of patients do not always report pain unless asked. Nurses could also instruct patients on how to use pain assessment scales, and wards, or even hospitals, could choose one pain scale and instruct their nurses on its use.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.